So it turns out the riots themselves have actually spread to Belfast. Now, business in Carl set on fire as fresh violence breaks out in Belfast. And one thing that I bet this article isn't going to talk about is, there was a friend I had who was actually on the ground and like sending me pictures, is you had the loyalists and nationalists standing next to each other. There was like Red Hand of Ulster flags being waved right next to tricolours while everyone was chanting immigrants out. Because if there is one thing that you can unite two enemies, it's a bigger enemy. Anyway, a business was set on fire in Belfast on Saturday night as fresh disorder broke out in the city following anti-immigration protests, which is also known as Belfast on a Saturday night. The Police Service of Northern Ireland, PSNI, was maintaining a presence in the Donegal Road area in the south of the city, where several cars and a number of bins were also set alight. Belfast. During violence earlier in the day, businesses were attacked after an anti-immigration protest moved through the city. Giving an update on Saturday night, a PSNI spokesperson said police are dealing with ongoing disorder in the Donegal Road area of South Belfast tonight. This disorder has resulted in a business premises being set on fire. The public should avoid the Donegal Road and Sandy Row areas. Earlier in the day, police mounted a significant security operation during a lengthy confrontation between anti-Islamic protesters and those taking part in an anti-racist rally at Belfast City Hall, during which fireworks and other missiles were thrown. People taking part in the anti-Islam demonstration then travelled towards the university area of the city, where there were clashes with residents of the Lower Ormo area. A business was attacked in the Botanic area of the city, and windows were smashed at a hotel. A number of social media messages during the week had been shared asking for people to gather and block roads. Ah, I've seen this one before. In the greater Belfast area and elsewhere in the wake of the murders of three young children in Southport. Stormont leaders have condemned the violence in Belfast. Northern Ireland's First Minister Michelle O'Neill said Belfast is a progressive and inclusive city, because that's obviously the words that every government stooge has to parrot no matter what. She wrote on social media, "Years of dedication and hard work from people across our community have transformed it for the better, I think." That was the Good Friday Agreement, actually. But anyway, together we will keep moving forward towards a brighter future for Belfast, a city that flourishes free from hate and division. That's not true. Anybody seen the giant peace walls that run between housing estates so that they don't kill each other? Belfast, free from division. No. Deputy First Minister Emma Littlepengelly said Northern Ireland must always be a place that protects the right to protest, the right to have a view, and to express it. Funnily enough, all of the football songs that you can get arrested for over here in Scotland, not banned in Belfast. Not banned in Belfast. However, girls with a Belfast accent. Would. But anyway, let's be very clear, violence is not acceptable. It never was, and it is not now. No one has the right to express hate and violence. Stop it now. Actually, people do have a right to express hate because it's protected freedom of speech. If people want to say, "I don't like X group," then they are completely within their rights to say that. Right? They're not committing an act of violence. None of the speech is violent. Speech is shut up. Shut up. No, it's not. Before I slit your throat with an adjective. Flat speech is violence. Shut up. Right? They do have a right to express hate. In fact, the fact that people aren't able to express hate is, you know, why you end up with riots. Alliance Party leader and Justice Minister Naomi Long said, "Those trashing our city and attacking businesses should be ashamed." She added, "They should also face the full legal consequences of their actions. Unlike those working to build businesses and a better future, these hate mongers offer nothing but division and destruction," said by someone in the government. In a post on X, Northern Ireland Secretary Hilary Benn said, "Shame on those involved in violent disorder in Belfast today. Hatred has no place in our society. I commend the officers of the PSNI for everything they have done to keep people safe." Now, some people might be fucking freaking out and all that. See the PSNI? Oh, they're used to this. This is a Tuesday for them. That's why PSNI are a completely different breed to your average police officer, because they turn up and that's why you see the police in London with the riot shields and getting bricks thrown at them, and they're like, "Oh, the PSNI will have bricks getting whizzed over their head while they're sitting in the back of the van smoking a fag." They don't care. It's like veterans in Iraq and Afghanistan. You can tell all the scrubs because whenever the mortars are coming in, they're all diving for cover and running about and everything. Whereas the veterans are sitting there like that. Nah, he's shite. It will be about half an hour before he figures out how to zero is. Calm the fuck down. But like, yeah, the PSNI are like that. They are very, very used to this type of thing. There's a reason a lot of them protect their identities. Although they had a data breach that actually exposed their identities. But anyway, this stuff is spreading to Northern Ireland as well. And one thing that Northern Ireland definitely knows how to do is have a little bit of a boog. Both sides in that conflict know how to have a bit of a boog. Except both sides seem weirdly together on this particular subject. So basically, you've got on one side Union Jacks and Red Handy Ulster flags and Irish tricolours and stuff like that and Green Brigade shit. And then on the other side, you had all the communist and Palestine flags and the gay flags. You know, have you ever seen that? Where is it? The Stone Toss comic with the tug of war? Huh? Like, that's what's happened in real life in Northern Ireland. And again, what unites two enemies? An even bigger enemy. What's that Bedouin quote? Hold on. Hold on, I'm going to actually read this quote to you. It was sent to me by someone. Where's the Bedouin quote? Ironically, it's a Bedouin quote. Who were the Bedouins again? Look it up. Yeah. I against my brother and I against our cousin, my brother, my cousin, and I against the neighbours, all of us against the stranger. I'm just saying, look, the Good Friday Agreement did a lot of heavy lifting. Right? But it didn't exactly, you know, yeah. A lot of that, everyone, you know, dropped the Armalites and dropped the car bombs and stuff like that, mostly, right? But everyone still hated each other. However, you now have them arm in arm, chanting and singing and, like, partying with each other and all that type of stuff. And that is not something that we have seen for a very, very, very long time. And I never, ever in a million years expected to see that in my lifetime. Right, because see that, you know, the Protestant Catholic stuff, it still exists, like, in a big way over here in Scotland. It has faded away slightly, somewhat. I used to have neighbours who used to tell me that I'm all right for a tig and all that. But, like, it's still about, but it has faded away slightly. And Belfast, it hasn't faded away at all. Right, it's still very, very much a thing there. You still have the peace walls, you still have the fact that there are police, the PSNI, hide their faces and don't reveal their identities and stuff. A lot of them probably still peek under their car in the morning before they go and drive to work. Right, very much it's still a thing over there in Northern Ireland. However, the rules have changed. The government is getting very, very nervous. Wait a minute, they like each other now? This is bad. This is very, very bad. I think it's great. I think it's great. Racism really brings us together.